Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Leaning too much into your feminine can cause you to sit inward for too long, to not necessarily take the action that you need to stay in a place of basically just like indecisiveness and not knowing where to go. Whereas leaning too much into your masculine may result in you taking too much action from a forceful place, not necessarily one that is guided or intuitively led or faith-based. And for anyone that notices that they're leaning too much into their masculine or their feminine, I'm going to dive into 3 different ways that you can help balance your masculine energy and also your feminine energy. So let's talk about the feminine energy first. So this is for anyone who notices that they're leaning too much into their feminine energy and struggling to take action. These are 3 different ways that you can help to awaken and balance your masculine energy. So the first one is to challenge yourself to take one small risk every single day. Now, when I say one small risk, I feel like when we hear the word risk, we're thinking like you got to do the most, you got to be like jumping off cliffs and stuff like that. Literally, emphasis on the small when it comes to this risk, okay? This doesn't have to be something that is going to be absolutely the boldest thing that you've ever done, life-changing, like, oh my God, like it's gonna do all the things for you. This is just something that's really gonna get you into the habit of learning how to take action and understanding that taking risks is something that is going to help to change your life in a better way over time, and that risks aren't always like really hard to take or really scary to take. So that's why we're starting small. So this can be as simple as sending like a risky text to your crush, like y'all know the vibes, like if you got, you know, is some of you out here, okay, some of you out here that want to send a text, that want to take that move or to make that move or to take that action, but you're really nervous about what the outcome will be. That could be your risky move for the day, your one small risk. Or it could be as simple as maybe sending an email to your boss asking for that raise, like just doing something where there's an action that you feel like a little bit uncomfortable taking, but you also know that the reward on the other end can be really good for your life, and it can be something that can change your life or your day for the better. So start with something small and take one small risk every day. If that still feels like too much, maybe you can start with doing one small risk every other day. Just again, basically getting you into the habit of taking risks and taking actions on a daily basis. So my next tip to help to awaken some of that masculine energy is to take note of what your intuitive nudges are guiding you to do. But instead of sitting with it and overanalyzing it for way too long, or maybe journaling on it for like weeks or months or whatever, set one small action that you can take and then set a time frame in which you will take it and promise yourself that you're going to do that. It's a beautiful practice to journal, to sit with your thoughts, to allow yourself to receive downloads. And if you are receiving downloads, you're definitely in that very feminine space and you're definitely very open and receptive. However, the nudges, the intuitive callings, the downloads, like all of that stuff doesn't really do anything if you're not taking action on it, if you're not applying it to your life, if you're not actually doing something with the information, right? It's like you're receiving all of this gold, like literally gold nuggets, but if you're not putting it to use, if you're not taking action, if you're not setting goals that have to do with these specific intuitive nudges and downloads that you're receiving, then you are basically letting them go to waste. You're not really allowing yourself to make.
At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
good use of them. So for example, if you are being guided to start a business, like you're seeing all the signs, like your friends are talking about businesses, you're walking into places and like you're seeing signs that say new business or whatever the case is, like whatever signs that you're seeing, whatever guidance that you're getting, the nudges that you're getting to start a particular business, instead of journaling about it, sitting inward, planning, thinking about, you know, your business name and the colors and doing all of these things in like a private space, take a small action that's a little bit more public. So this can literally be as simple as being like, okay, if I'm starting this business, one of the things that I need to do is, or that I want to do, is start a business Instagram. So I am setting a goal for myself to start this business Instagram by the end of the week, and then start the business Instagram. And maybe your next goal after that can be something like, I'm going to share my business Instagram with 3 friends so that they can follow it, or 3 family members so that they can follow it. This is kind of similar to the risky one, but this one we're really trying to mix the action taking with some of the intuitive guidance that you have received, and allowing ourselves to realize that it's okay to set action based on the intuitive nudges that we're receiving, and to take action on those actions that we have set, or to take actions on those goals that we have set that are based on, again, our intuitive nudges and our intuitive downloads. The third way that you can awaken some of that masculine energy within yourself is to revisit your boundaries, or if you don't have any really concrete boundaries, to set some boundaries. Diving back into how we're socialized to see masculine and feminine energies, when we think about men and when we think about sort of like that masculine or maybe even that alpha behavior, you think about someone who stands firm in who they are, someone who stands firm in what they want, and they're very clear, they're very direct, and they basically, you know, they don't take no for an answer. Like they know what they want and they gonna get it, right? And this is essentially the same sort of energy that we are bringing to the boundary setting process. We are making it very clear the boundaries that we're setting with ourselves, very clear the boundaries that we're setting with others, and we are not really leaving any room or space for anyone, even ourselves, to disrespect these boundaries, to cross these boundaries, or else we are going to have a very serious conversation about it. So it's literally that same energy and vibe. Set your boundaries and observe your boundaries. And this is definitely a form of being assertive, a form of being strong, of being disciplined, of knowing your worth, knowing what you want to do, knowing where your boundaries are, and allowing yourself to practice holding yourself accountable to those boundaries. Now, these can be boundaries that you are setting with other people, that you want to make sure that you are making sure those other people follow and respect for you, or they can also be boundaries that you are setting for yourself and allowing yourself to be disciplined and following. So again, boundaries is such a simple thing, a simple like form of self-love, self-discipline, all that good stuff, commitment, dedication, but it's definitely a good way to allow yourself to, again, really focus in on those masculine energies that have to do with like logic and discipline and strength and all that good stuff, and a really easy way to awaken some of that masculine energy. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love this show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.